Praise God. Welcome to the Acts of the Spirit radio broadcast. Today I'm going to be reading out of Ezekiel chapter 28, reading from the Amplified Version. And it says, again, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, set your face toward Sidon and prophesy against her. And say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Sidon, and I will show forth my glory and be glorified in the midst of you. And they shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord. When I execute judgments and punishments in her and am set apart, separated, and my holiness is manifested in her. For I will send pestilence into her and blood into her streets. And the wounded shall be judged and fall by the sword in the midst of her on every side. And they shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler, calling forth loyalty and obedient service. And there shall be no more a briar to prick the house of Israel, or hurting thorn of all those around them who have treated them with contempt. And they shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord God, the sovereign ruler, calling forth loyalty and obedient service. Thus says the Lord God, when I gather the house of Israel from the peoples among whom they are scattered, and I shall be set apart, separated, and my holiness made apparent in them in the sight of the nations. Then shall they dwell in their own land, which I gave to my servant Jacob. And they shall dwell safely in it, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. Yes, they shall dwell securely and with confidence. When I have executed judgments and punishments upon all those round about them who have despised and tread upon them and pushed them away, and they shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord their God, their sovereign ruler, calling forth loyalty and obedient service. You know, if we look here at what it is that God calls forth, he says, I am calling forth loyalty and obedient service. It's spoken here in verse 23, for when he's talking about the judgment against Sidon, and he says, and I will send pestilence into her and blood into her streets, and the wounded shall be judged and fall by the sword in the midst of her on every side. And they shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler, calling forth loyalty and obedient service. Then when he calls his own people back to their own land, and what does it say? And they shall dwell safely in it, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. Yes, they shall dwell safely, securely, and with confidence when I have executed judgments and punishments upon all those round about them who have despised and tread upon them and pushed them away. And they shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord their God, their sovereign ruler, calling forth loyalty and obedient service. So what do we see? We see that we as the people of God are meant to be giving unto the Lord what it is that he calls for, calling forth loyalty and obedient service. So whether there is judgment against the enemy or whether there is blessedness and the mercy extended unto his own, we are meant to be obedient and give loyal and faithful service unto our God. That is, we are not to be governed by the times, but we are meant to be governed by him. That is, that he is our sovereign ruler, that he is the one that we can be dependent upon, that he is the one who is the way of truth and light and the way of mercy provided unto all who will be faithful unto him. You know, when the Lord does call us to be faithful and true, that is with loyalty and obedient service, that is the way that we are meant to live. That is, we are meant to live all of our days in the righteousness, the truth, the strength that is found in our God. You know, the Lord does not want us to be full of pride and high-mindedness, nor does he want us to take on the aura of the enemies that is rebellious and contemptuous towards the Lord. But the Lord wants us to render unto him the true service that is in loyalty and obedience that we are meant to give. You know, we are living in times when there is much turmoil and unrest, when there is much hatred towards God because of those who have opposed his way. That is, proud men have spread themselves out in array, gloating and thinking they will go on forever. But you know, if we give unto the Lord the obedient service that he requires, the loyalty that he demands of his own, it is the Lord who will bring down. That is, he will bring down those who are filled with pride and contempt for his way. You know, we are living in a time when men who are full of perversion and all manner of wickedness have thought they could rule over all. But you know, the time will come, if we give unto the Lord the service that he desires and requires, that such enemies will be brought to naught. And it is the Lord who will render them helpless and useless, and they will moan in the same. Because of the faithfulness of his own people, the Lord will vindicate himself and establish his holiness, his righteousness, and those who are arrogant and strutting now in all of their perversion, gloating over all of their filthiness and vileness, will find themselves smitten by the pestilence and by the plagues. That is, it is the Lord who will release upon the wicked that which they are due to receive. And we will see them smitten, we will see them destroyed, and likewise damned. Because it is the Lord who is full of tender loving kindness and goodness unto the ones who will give him obedient service and loyalty day after day. That is, not swayed by the times, that is, giving themselves to that which is uncleanness and saying that the Lord loves it so, but rather be maintaining the purity, the standard that the Lord does dictate, and ever thankful for the same. Because it is the Lord we are meant to seek, to please, to obey, and follow after. Oh, what a privilege it is to know that our God does rule, that our God does reign, that he is triumphant. To know that if we will be faithful and true unto him, if we will give him the loyalty and obedient service that he desires, that it is the Lord who will bring down the wretches who have sought to destroy. That is, the ones who through pride and arrogance and demonic invasion have thought they would rule and reign over the people of God. And God will again restore his own people to dwell in their own land. Oh, let us be rejoicing that we can indeed give unto the Lord loyal and obedient service day by day. That is, not giving way to the sway of the times and releasing the righteousness that he desires us to maintain. That is, not allowing ourselves to be eroded away by the vileness, the filthy waters of iniquity that are sweeping the land, but rather maintaining the lighthouse of the glorious presence of our God. That is, being kept in the high tower of strength and safety by remaining loyal and true unto him, by rendering unto him the obedient service that he does desire. You know, there are some of you that are listening to this broadcast. You have found yourself influenced. You have been led astray. You have been led away. That is, you have given over to the modern trends that cause you to deteriorate and lose your standard in God. And because you have done those things, you have found yourself becoming weaker and weaker, more feeble and unable to stand. But it is the Lord who is desiring repentance this day, that you can be fully restored, that you can be strengthened, that you can indeed offer unto him what it is that he does desire. That is, that you can be restored to righteousness, to give him the loyalty and obedient service you were meant to maintain all along. Dear God, we come before you confessing that, yes, we have been modernized and slipped away from what it is that you desire. But knowing, dear God, that it is you who is calling your remnant to be coming forth in you once again. Dear God, we are asking even now that you would forgive us for allowing the erosion of filth and vileness to come in upon us and contaminate our souls. Dear God, we are repenting even this day for slipping, for sliding, for falling from you. Dear God, we are asking for the restoration mercy that is only to be gained in you. We are asking, dear God, that you would indeed be cleansing us of all unrighteousness that we can give unto you, such as you demand of your own. We command every spirit of vileness, every spirit of contamination, every spirit of perversion and compromise, every spirit of filthiness to be banished from our bones, our bodies, our minds. We command every one of you foul demon forces to go where Jesus would send you and there remain. And, dear God, we are looking unto you, knowing that you are the one who gives us mercy day by day, knowing that you are the one who is the source of all righteousness, truth, and hope provided. Dear Jesus, we commit ourselves unto you this day, ever thankful that it is you who is the way of righteousness and truth, that it is you who is the way of blessedness and hope and mercy intended. We thank you, dear God, that we can indeed be returned unto you to dwell and abide in you, that we can indeed be full of your mercy, able to give you the loyalty and obedient service that you are desiring day by day, that is, not giving unto you the paltry sacrifice that is born of compromise and yielding ourselves to spirits unclean, but rather wholeheartedly yielding ourselves unto you, ever thankful to dwell in our own land, that is, the land of your presence, the land of your glory, the land of your mercy, the land of your life, ever thankful that it is you, dear God, who is able to do the miraculous unto your own, that it is you, dear God, who is able to eradicate the enemies that have spread themselves in proud array, that it is you, dear God, who is able to smite with the plagues, the pestilence, those who are currently strutting in proud array. Oh, dear Jesus, we are thankful that you indeed will once again raise up the righteous banner of the redeemed, that they can come forth rejoicing. Dear Jesus, we are thankful that you are the Almighty, that you are the Son of God. We are thankful even now that we can indeed be the emblem of your holiness upon this earth once again, that we can indeed burn with the righteousness, with the zeal for your house, because it is you that we serve, that we can indeed be the manifestation, the embodiment of your strength, your power, your truth, your glory. Dear God, we are thankful even now that it is you who does hear the moans, the groans, the cries of your people when they are under the anguish of enemies. And it is you who does bring forth unto the faithful, the loyal, obedient ones, the deliverance that they have need of. We are thankful for those who have failed you and repented this day, that they will be restored. And we are thankful for the mercy, the truth, the life that you provide. Dear Jesus, we ask you even now that you continue to overshadow, to direct, to correct, to guide your people, to bring down the invincible foes who thought they would remain forever, to bring down the proud men who strut in their vileness, their perversion, their utter corruption, to render them useless and helpless, nothing but corpses lying in the dust. Because when they sought to destroy, to eradicate your standard, your righteousness, your holiness, it is you, dear God, who will vindicate yourself. And yes, indeed, you will show forth your glory, your power once again. For this we are thankful that you are the living God Almighty. For this we are thankful that we may see the acts of your mighty Spirit prevail. Because it is you that we seek to please and serve always, it is you that we promise ourselves unto to give you the loyalty and obedient service that your heart does long to see. That is, once again, that the standard of your righteousness will rule and reign, that men will see that you are the Almighty God who does triumph and bring down the proud.